How to choose one wise ministry response in a complex religious setting. In complex ministry settings, Christian leaders often feel pressure to say everything at once. A wedding family is divided, a funeral has several religious traditions present, a coaching client uses spiritual language that is not Christian, a chaplain visit includes both a patient and family members who disagree about prayer. In these moments, wisdom often means choosing one faithful next response. You do not need to answer every theological issue in the room. You do not need to correct every confusing sentence. You do not need to solve the whole family system. You do not need to prove that Christianity is different from every other religion in one conversation. You need to ask, what is the wise next step for this person, in this setting, with this level of permission? Here is a simple field process. First, identify the setting. Is this public, semi-public, or private? A wedding ceremony is public. A funeral planning meeting may be semi-private. A hospital visit may be private, but family members may still be present. A coaching conversation may be confidential within stated limits. The setting shapes what is appropriate. Second, clarify your role. Are you officiating, comforting, coaching, teaching, or providing chaplaincy presence? Role clarity protects the person and protects the leader. Third, notice the emotional temperature. Is this a calm planning conversation, a grief moment, a crisis, a conflict, or a tender spiritual opening? The more vulnerable the person is, the more careful the leader must be. Fourth, listen for the altar. What is being treated as ultimate? Family unity, the deceased loved one's peace, personal authenticity, religious tradition, God's blessing. Avoid labeling too quickly. Listen first. Fifth, choose one response. A wise response might be a clarifying question. What would be most meaningful for your family in this moment? It might be a boundary statement. I can honor your family's presence, but I cannot lead a ceremony that presents all religions as the same. It might be a prayer offer. Would a brief prayer in Jesus' name be welcome? It might be a gospel bridge. Christians believe hope is not only memory, but resurrection. Sixth, know when to pause. Sometimes the most faithful response is, this is important. Could we talk about it privately when there is more space? Complex religious settings require courage and restraint. Courage keeps us from hiding Christ. Restraint keeps us from mishandling people. A faithful Christian leader does not need to dominate the moment. The leader needs to serve the moment. Listen deeply, protect dignity, keep boundaries clear, ask permission, speak truth with mercy, choose the wise next step. That is how comparative religion ministry becomes field ready. Source template used, comparative religion ministry skills master template.